narrated Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him. Umar and a group, or the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, set out with the Prophet, peace be upon him, to Ibn Sayyad. He found him playing with some boys near the hillocks of Bani Maghala. Ibn Sayyad at that time was nearing the age of puberty. He did not notice the Prophet's presence till the Prophet, peace be upon him, stroked him on the back with his hand and said, Ibn Sayyad, do you testify that I am Allah's messenger? Ibn Sayyad looked at him and said, I testify that you are the messenger of the illiterates. Then Ibn Sayyad asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, do you testify that I am the messenger of Allah? The Prophet, peace be upon him, said to him, I believe in Allah and his messengers. Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, said to Ibn Sayyad, what do you see? Ibn Sayyad replied, true people and false ones visit me. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, your mind is confused as to this matter. The Prophet, peace be upon him, added, I have kept something in my mind for you. Ibn Sayyad said, it is ad-dukh. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said to him, shame be on you. You cannot cross your limits. On that, Umar said, O Allah's messenger, allow me to chop his head off. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, if he should be with him, that is, ad-dajjal, then you cannot overpower him, and should he not be him, then you are not going to benefit by murdering him.